B-Pod Studios.
Our next guest, we always look forward to his football insights. Today, I'm not looking forward to talking to him at all. Brian Westbrook, though, is brought to us by Rudder Roofing, Windows, Siding, and Decking. They will protect your house. And the reason why is because he joined the legion of people who relished in the Penn State loss. He sent me the eyeballs emoji.
Not even words.
He sent me the eyeballs emoji. Brian Westbrook joins us. Dude, you're a bad man. You really. Where is he?
I told you I got a phone call from three people last week, and those same three people, Brock Lesnar, Ron Perlman, as well as Bob Dylan, called me again after the game on Saturday afternoon, thank goodness, and they were so happy. They were happy alumni of the University of Minnesota. Thank you so much, Penn State. Thank you for making me a believer, making me a truth teller to this world. I appreciate you guys more than you know.
Brian is brought to us by Rudder Roofing, Windows, Siding, and Decking. They will protect your house. You know what type of guy you are? You're one of these guys, like, if I was drowning in a rapid, you would throw me a rope and then pull it away. That's the type of cat you are.
I'm the type of guy that would save you and then have to be forced to tell you about it every day for the rest of your life. Like, remember that one time that I saved you? Remember that?
Yeah. Here I am. I'm sitting up. I'm lamenting. Like, I've got bad popcorn in my belly, and I'm like just flush. And you send me the eyeball emoji. Yeah, that's not right,
Mike. You know what you did? You are just like the Penn State players and coaches. You were so concerned about the time of the game, you forgot about the actual game. You forgot that you were playing an undefeated team in their house that wants to protect their house.
It's not the point.
You're just like the players.
I couldn't
believe it.
The point is you gloating about it. Yeah, and you're supposed to be my boy and my friend, and it's like, you know, it's devastating.
Well,
you know, you left me out on a limb. You know,
that's how our friendship goes. I mean, we wouldn't have a friendship if we didn't have gloating in there.
All right, well, guess what?
That's the best part of our friendship.
You didn't buy yourself any goodwill. Just beware. I'm going to tell you, beware. All right, let's talk about the Eagles here and what happened last night. And you saw Dallas lose to Minnesota. The Eagles are in a pretty good position now with common opponents in a tiebreak situation.
Yes. Great opportunity for the Eagles to just step up and handle their own business. Has an opportunity to, you know, obviously you're going to face Dallas, but you got to win some games with Patriots and, you know, a couple other games in between here, Seattle and Dallas. But, you know, listen, they have a great opportunity, and I hope that they're coming together at the right time. Obviously, over the bye, them getting closer without even having to play, that's critical. Now it's time to put our hammer down just a little bit. Now it's time to put our foot to the gas just a little bit here and find a way to win at least one of our next two home games. If you can win two, you're in a great position.
How are you feeling about the New England game right now? It's a 3.5-point line. How's that make you feel?
I feel really good. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't think New England has figured a thing out offensively. And when we have teams that haven't quite figured it out offensively, even if they have a good defense, we usually fare well against those teams. I think Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby being back healthy, as well as Maddox, I think that puts us in a good position to handle Edelman, as well as Mohamed Sanu, and some of the running backs out of the backfield. I think that puts us in a good position. Now, the one thing we can't do, and we kind of go into every game saying this, is turn the ball over and allow them big plays on special teams. We know they have a good defense. We know that. We played against good defense before, and we beat those teams. Now we have to make a decision of which way we want to go with our offense, and we're going to have to put up some points against a very good defense. We know that. But we have to be able to run the football. The Patriots have been beat up in the run game over these last few weeks, and we played well when running the football. We just want Doug to commit to it.
All right, if they win that game, it's pretty much, you know, I think a division championship playoff. I really, if they win this game, and I think I'm thinking more and more that they can win it. So we'll see what happens. Let me ask you about the NFL this weekend. Lamar Jackson has been phenomenal. And let me ask you, like, it's a bigger question. Just a couple of years ago, it was like, all right, get the franchise quarterbacks like Goff and Wentz. Now this guy, who has so many other dimensions, Has the league turned to now, this is the prototype quarterback?
Well, the reason why you wanted Goff and Wentz, because you know that you're getting a 10, 12-year starter, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the big concerns with running quarterbacks is their ability to stay healthy. And the difference between Lamar Jackson and even guys like Michael Vick, who was an excellent running quarterback, is that he doesn't take big shots. He doesn't take those same shots that Michael Vick took by Hollis Thomas in that NFC Championship game. He doesn't take them because he's so fast, he's so elusive. When he has the ball in his hands, it's not about a quarterback running. He looks like a running back. He looks like one of the better running backs in the league. And so I think the thought process has to change, especially if you're a head coach, a GM, is that how can we win the next 4 or 5 years instead of thinking about winning the next 10 years? And having a guy that threatens the defense in the way that Lamar Jackson does, and coming out of college, there's a bunch of running guys. There's a bunch of guys that can throw the ball and that can run that many teams wouldn't even look at before Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray a little bit there as well, before they started blowing up. Because teams are worried about, and they wanted the prototypical 6'4", strong arm guy that can make plays from the pocket. They're now seeing that Greg Roman, who has done a great job with Tyrod Taylor, Colin Kaepernick, as well as Lamar Jackson, you can win a lot of football games that way, running the football and now making the defense stop you with the run game and throwing the ball over top of them. And it just helps if you have the best athlete on the field every time you step on the field. And Lamar Jackson certainly has been that all season long.
And he can really fire. I mean, he really can fire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He throws the ball well. Mark Andrews has been a good receiver. They just got Hollywood Brown back. You know, they got some guys on the outside that can get it done. But, again, you're playing against man-to-man defense. He's getting the ball in the right position because you have that run game. It's been very solid. And quietly, Mark Ingram has been a solid pickup for them. The other thing is that defense is built for a great run game. And the pickup of Marcus Peters has proven to be worth his weight in gold. I think he has 2 pick-sixes on the season already. They're playing very, very well.
So can you win with this type of guy? Like, you know, Vic was great. Yep. But, you know, you go, I don't know if you can win with this guy. Can you win with Lamar Jackson?
You can win with Lamar Jackson, especially if you have that type of defense. Vic didn't have that same type of defense, and I don't know that he was. They were trying to make Michael Vick a pocket passer, even though his abilities were saying, let him run. Just let him go be free running football. They're saying in Baltimore, we embrace what he does well. We're going to allow him to do that. We're going to do a lot of misdirection with ball handling. Some guys going one way. You saw the play the other day. They had RG3 in the backfield. They pissed the ball to RG3, and he ran like a little sweep type of deal there, little option sweep, which I'm sure is going to be a pass play in the future here for that offense. But, yeah, Greg Roman has done a great job of being creative and not trying to fit Lamar Jackson into a box, which says you got to drop back and throw the football 30 times a game to be successful, and is proven to work for that football team.
All right, last quick question after I tell the people that you can catch Brian Westbrook tonight with the Fanatic Pro Show with Devon Gibbons, 6 to 7, the Super Byright on Mantua Pike in West Deptford, New Jersey. Yeah, pick me up a gallon of milk, would you? The Pro Show is presented by 19 Crimes Wine, the Tile Shop, and Rudder Roofing. All right, a Sixer question quickly. 3 games they lose on the road trip. Are you worried at all? What do you think is missing right now, and what do you feel about it?
Well, Ben's been hurt. I think they're missing some continuity. I think when you add new pieces like Richardson and Horford, there's going to be some time that you got to kind of pull it together. I think looking at Tobias Harris, he's still trying to figure out how to be a three. I think he's a bonus when he's a stretch four because he's much more talented, much more agile and athletic than most fours. He can pull them out and shoot the three, but now he's playing against threes. And I think that's a big difference mentally, and it certainly has been a big difference physically for him. And I think that's going to take time to adjust as well. I think this team has talent. The best version of them we haven't seen quite yet. They got to figure it out quickly, though. We always talking about Ben's jumper, which we haven't seen quite yet. They got to figure out how to produce some wins, especially on the road on the West Coast. And it's just hard to do it against that conference of basketball right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.